Title: New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development Issues Proposed Regulations for the New Jersey Sick Leave Act. Content: As detailed previously here, the New Jersey Paid Sick Leave Act, the Act, goes into effect October 29, 2018. In general, the Act allows New Jersey employees to accrue 1 hour of sick leave time per 30 hours worked, and allows New Jersey employees to use earned sick leave time for 1. Diagnosis, care, treatment of, or recovery from the employee's mental or physical illness, injury, or other adverse health condition, or for the employee's preventive medical care. 2. Time to aid or care for a family member in one of the situations described in I. 3. Time needed due to an employee's or family member's status as a victim of domestic or sexual violence. 4. Closure of the workplace, school, or childcare facility issued by a public health authority due to a public health emergency, and the V. A school-related conference or meeting. A detailed summary of the Act's other requirements can be found here. In connection with the Act going into effect, the New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the NJDOL, recently issued proposed regulations regarding the implementation of the Act, available here. Below, please find a summary of key proposed regulations which address many questions New Jersey employers may have about the implementation of the Act in their workforce, existing PTO policies. The proposed regulations provide that an employer's existing paid time off, PTO, policy will be deemed to be in compliance with the Act if it complies with the accrual, use, payment, and carryover provisions of the Act. Record keeping. The proposed regulations also provide that employers are required to retain for a 5-year period all records documenting hours worked by employees and earned sick leave accrued, advanced, used, paid, paid out, and carried over. However, the record-keeping requirement generally does not apply to exempt employees. Required notice and posting requirement. The proposed regulations further provide that employers must conspicuously post in a place or places accessible to all employees in each of the employer's workplaces. The notification issued by the NJDOL, available here. The conspicuous posting requirement can also be met by posting the notice on the company's intranet site or by emailing the notice to all covered employees. Benefit year. The proposed regulations provide that an employer must establish a single benefit year for all employees. In the event an employer proposes to change the benefit year, the employer must provide notice to the NJDOL at least 30 calendar days prior to the proposed change. The notice must, 1. Be in writing, 2. Specify the existing benefit year, 3. Specify the proposed new benefit year, 4. Indicate the effective date of the new benefit year, 5. Indicate the reason for the change in the benefit year, and 6. Provide a list of current employees with corresponding contact information and a history of accrual, use, payment, payout, and carryover of earned sick leave for each employee for the preceding 2 benefit years. Foreseeable need. The proposed regulations also provide that an employee's use of earned sick leave is considered foreseeable when the employee is able to predict or know in advance that he or she will need to use earned sick leave, such as a scheduled doctor's visit, a regularly occurring medical treatment, or a regularly scheduled therapy appointment. Leave for foreseeable need requires no more than 7 days advance notice. Conversely, the need to use earned sick leave is considered not foreseeable when an employee requires time to care for, or obtain medical treatment for, themselves or a family member that was not reasonably anticipated. An example of an earned sick leave that is not foreseeable is when an employee wakes up in the morning with a fever and does not feel well enough to report to work. Dates where use of sick leave not permitted. The proposed regulations provide further that an employer can prohibit the foreseeable use of paid sick leave on certain dates, such as verifiable high-volume periods or special events, during which permitting the use of foreseeable earned sick leave would unduly disrupt the operations of the employer. The employer should provide reasonable notice to its employees of such certain dates on which its